Okay, it's a pleasure, first of all, for me to be sitting here next to Dr. Schwartz, Harav Dr. Schwartz, who was one of the Mitzvayonim of our yeshiva when he was here, and thank God now has occupied an important rabbinical position in New Jersey as well as a private practice in psychology. And we certainly need individuals such as this to help us in our combined efforts, both in the rabbinic field and the field of psychology and mental health, to try to help our people. That's what we're here for, in any capacity. We're here to help our people. I have a psychiatrist in Riverdale who specializes in OCD, and when they ask me, is it OCD min haTorah minayin? Where's OCD in the Gemara, in the Rishonim? I always refer to a Ramban, the last Ramban in Hilchos Nida. We're talking here to a male audience, so it's a little bit out of context, but you can look it up. Talks about sometimes a woman is just to be afraid to go through the process of tevila for so many different reasons. He says, you know, just do what comes naturally. And he writes there, it's ein ledavar sof. It's endless. You know, insist to get it exactly perfect, endless, impossible. You're frozen. You can't move. It's a shame that, unfortunately, the Ramban's words echo in my ears when I get these kinds of questions, whether it be from a woman who's about to go to the mikveh or from the mikveh. They just can't handle it. They can't handle the bedika problems or the chatzitza problems. Again, I'm talking to a male audience now. I'm just giving you that. That's always my source, OCD min haTorah. You'll give a look at the Ramban and the Pachos Nida. But the truth is the Gemara is concerned about it, even for all men and women. And the Gemara is an expression of Masechta Brachos in the classical context of cleanliness. That's a classical OCD. You're washing your hands, you're washing again and again and again and again and again. And I've dealt with these people that can't touch them. Because you're not clean enough. Says the Gemara in that context, Lo nitna Torah lemalachei hashoris. That is the context, that expression. The Torah is not given to angels, it's given to human beings. Human beings have their physical realities, and it's impossible to be an angel. And as the Kutsk would say, Kodesh Baruch Hu has enough angels. He wants human beings, Anshei Kodesh to you. And Anshei Kodesh means people who have physical realities of all sorts. You have to deal with them in a proper fashion. What is the proper fashion? For this, as in any area of halacha, you need a mesorah. Without a mesorah, it's almost impossible to be a proper halachic Jew. Leave out the OCD. Everything's mesorah. We heard before about tefillin. How do you know the tefillin is supposed to be here or not here? It's a mesorah. How do we know what's in the tefillin? A mesorah. How do we know how careful we have to be? Should be exactly here? That's also part of the mesorah. And if you didn't learn about it when you were bar mitzvah, go ask a Rav who knows what he's talking about. He'll tell you. It doesn't have to be exactly here. There's no such thing as exact. It looks, it's good enough. Yeah. Fine. That's good. Doesn't mean we shouldn't correct the person whose tefillin is totally in the wrong place. We have such people. Which means it's down here. That's they're approaching the karoim. Okay. So you correct it. Tell them to bring it higher up. But in terms of getting exactly here, it should be exactly, you know, if you have a bridge on the nose, you go, So, we do the best we can, and that's it. The tefillin itself, how you make the tefillin. Well, if someone has OCD, you should not become a cipher. That's for sure not. Forget about it. First of all, it'll be broke. So, they'll never get out of a pair of tefillin. But, you know, we try to do our best. It should be maruba, exactly square, and it should be within reason. And there's a mesorah on these things. You can't do it yourself. You can't go it alone. If you go it alone, you could be wandering way off. Off base completely. Now it is true. I like to anticipate the questions. It is true that the Gemara tells us the Masechta Brachos on the pasuk of Ashri Adam Mefachei Tamid. Doesn't seem to be vague in tune with today's mental health professionals. Literally, fortunate is someone who's always afraid. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara says, interestingly, Ha'uba Divrei Torah Hudukzit. Gemara Brachos Naf Samach Amar Aleph. Rashi explains a person's afraid of forgetting his Torah. Rashi doesn't say that it means he's afraid not to get the mitzvah right. The mitzvah, we have a mitzvah, we do the best we can, and that's all. The person's afraid of forgetting his Torah. Yes, we are afraid of forgetting our Torah. That's why we have to have chazar. That's what the Talmid and the Yeshiva are all reviewing what they're learning, and there is a lav d'oraisa, pentishka chasadvarim, we're not supposed to forget. The Alter Rebbe is very strict in this matter, but nonetheless, we're all humans, and we know that we're going to forget things, and we know that we can't be perfect. We do the best we can. We do the best we can. And on the contrary, if you have too many fears, That's another, perhaps more famous place where the Gemara quotes that pasuk, the beginning of Kamtzah Bar Kamtzah. If you're too afraid of this, and afraid of this, and afraid of this, and afraid of this, Hechribas Mikdashenu. You're destroyed by submission with all these fears. You have to go B'derech HaYosher. Everything has to be placed in context. You're afraid of this, as we heard so eloquently. What's the other side? You're so afraid of this, I'm afraid of this thing, this detail going wrong, that you'll miss the entire mitzvah completely. Out of this addition, this fear which goes beyond what's rational, you can miss it completely. And it's very, very important that we put things in proper context. And the proper context needs a mesorah. A mesorah means you have shilas, you have a rav. Hopefully the rav himself has a mesorah, or has at least the common sense and the world experience that he knows how to deal with these things. And he'll tell you how to deal. And once the Rebbe says it's this, that's it. Finished. After a while, I always try to explain. Comes a point, you say, that's it. Take it. This is the way I take it on faith. Faith? What? That's what you're a maimon. You're a maimon. So you believe in Das Torah. We spoke about this once in a different context recently. You don't believe in Das Torah? The Rav said that the mitzvah is fulfilled this way. That's it. Goodbye. And don't ask any more questions. And there are many areas, I was speaking to Dr. Schwartz a few minutes ago, where people go crazy with things. One of them is Nedarim. I took a neder. Did you enunciate? No. Well, I thought. What do you think? Well, maybe I thought, and maybe my thinking was the equivalent of a neder, because I once learned that you have a neder mitzvah is chal b'lev. That's true. But there is, even that has certain parameters. And I always tell people, when they're in front of me, you're not making a modah, that you are not taking all the nedarim you take in the future are butl and mevutl. We all say it in Kol Nidre, but say it in front of me. And that's all. No more nedarim. We're both saying, please, don't take any nedarim. Well, these nidre mitzvah can make a person completely crazy. Did I take it? Didn't I take it? Did it? We should all make it together. I'm saying it for you, you're going to all answer amen. Okay? We're making a modah, a serious modah, that we're not taking any nidre mitzvah. Answer?
Amen.
If we accomplish nothing else, we accomplish one important thing. One of that thing on your head to rest you. You want to do mitzvahs? Do it! Without the neder shabbat. Do it! Okay? These nedarim can make a person completely crazy. Believe in, right? Accept all you want. I'll learn, I'll daven, I'll believe in. Okay? People are extraordinarily obsessed with many areas of life where they feel they're halakhically deficient. And I'm not here to make you into a person who is not caring about the halacha. No. Halacha, as the very word implies, is the way in which we are holech. Haderech yelchu bo. It's not just a scholarly pursuit we have in our base medrash. No. Halacha is a way in which we act. How we wake up in the morning, how we go to sleep at night, what we do in between. Everything is governed by halacha. But the halacha itself is a very balanced tradition. We try our best to do the right thing, but we are all imperfect. We heard before perfect. Perfect is the dirty word. I remember once hearing from Rabbi Yoel Schwartz, a very great rabbi from Yerushalayim, who said, perfectionism is the enemy of progress. It's true. You want to be perfect. You can't get anything done. None of us is perfect, by definition. We all make mistakes. We all have our faults. And our challenge in life is to limit our faults, to rise above them, to be aware of them, and to put them in a box. Invite the gagang, and we go on. Not that we're going to be completely wrapped up in our faulty behavior to the point where we can't function. We simply can't function. We're so fearful of making mistakes, of doing it wrong, that we just are paralyzed. That's a terrible thing. It's a terrible, terrible thing. We're not supposed to be focused on our faults. We're supposed to be focused on the good things in our lives. And yes, we have faults. We do bang ourselves, yes. Slach lanu kichatana, mashana. Okay. That's six bangs a day for us who daven nusach Ashkenaz. Six bangs a day. That's twice in every Shemoneh Esrei. And that's all. Don't focus so long on your, you make mistakes. You do tshuva. What means you do tshuva? We know what tshuva means. You regret the mistake, and you say, you confess it, and you accept not to do it again. That's all. Okay. Do the best you can. If there's a relapse, try again. Keep trying again. I'm not here to condone sinful behavior. Don't misunderstand me. Chas v'sholem. I'm here to say, put things in context. Everyone is a human being. We all have our shortcomings. We all have our various aspects of human life that part of us. We cannot separate ourselves from being human. Don't try to become a malach, because we said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Anshei Kodesh. I want to mention something which I think is important to mention. A little bit of a delicate subject, but doesn't mean we're partly for mentioning it. And that is, there are certain Svarim, certain Sifri Musar, Chassidus, that have taken a particular issue and have made it so big as to paralyze many people. And the issue is what they call the Shmiras HaBris, or the issue of Zera Levatola, and they've raised it at such a pedestal that I know of cases where people have been completely paralyzed by the fact that they are not, listen to my words carefully, that they're not Yaakov Avinu. I assume you know Chumash and Rashi. This week's Parsha. We don't give it to Rashi. But I don't like to talk about the Parsha Shavua. Famous Pasuk says, talk about Reuven. Yaakov's giving a bracha to Reuven. What does he call Reuven? It's Reuven Bechori Ata. It doesn't stop there. Kochi Voracious Oni. That's a famous Pasuk. What does Rashi say? Tipa Rishona Shalom. Shalorah Keri Miyomov. That's only Yaakov Avinu. There's been no one before or since. Keep this in mind, Rabosai. It's an absolutely normal thing. Yes, I'm extraordinarily into the mitzvah, what we call Shmiras Ha'inayim. Absolutely. Shmiras HaRosh. Chazal say, in the Pasuk, later on in Sefer Tzvarim, V'nishmarta mikol dovarah, that the person shouldn't be Mahara Bayom and Bolet Tuba Balal. Absolutely. But we're only humans. And a healthy male, by definition, has certain hirurim in his mind, by definition, when no one is a mom, no one is Yaakov Avinu, can't get hung up on it. Do the best we can. Okay, I'm in favor of getting married. But not getting married at Bar Mitzvah. This I'm not in favor of. You know, the Gemara does say about it, too. If I would get married at 14 and the gross that means at 13, right? So I'd be a bigger tzaddik. Can't do that anymore today. You ask me why? Das Torah. You just can't do it anymore. You cannot get married at 13. Don't ever know who's past 13 already anyway. But I'm saying, you get married when you get married, when it's time to get married, and the most important, marry the right person, and that solves many of these considerations. But even a person who's not yet married, you have to put everything in a balance. This is a typical case where people are OCD. Moreover, Rabosai, we, as B'nai Torah, all share this common destiny. To be an Oved Hashem. An Oved Hashem is one creature that's here to trip us up. That's called the Satan. Now, Mepharshim said about the Musa, we just said it at Ma'ariv. V'hoser Satan melefaneinu me'achareinu. The Satan, something that can't trip you up, he tries to go behind you. He says, go, be more for him. To push you off the plank, till you become so frum that you lose your marbles. And it's been known to happen. People have cracked up. I mean it, I'm not a clinician, but they're never not functioning because of this obsession with so-called religious matters. It's an illness. It really is. And we have to try our best to overcome it and to be in the realm of what's considered to be normal existence. Yes. We should be frum, we should be medaklik b'mitzvahs, we should be careful with the Masorah. The Masorah learned from your Rabbeim, either by didactic teaching or by observation. Watch what the Rebbe does. If the Rebbe does this, you know, hey, maybe I can do it too, even though maybe some other Rebbe thinks this is, or some other Torah, this is, you know. Everyone has their own lines, what's considered acceptable, what's not considered acceptable. We have our own base medrash, our own Masorah here. We have to try to keep in this range. It's my bracha to each and every one of you. You'll be zoche to remain within this range of normal behavior, each and every person in his own way. It's a wide highway. We keep talking about going off the derech. The wider the highway, the less chance you're going to fall off. It's not only true in terms of what we call off the derech in the religious sense, but you're off the derech in the mental health sense. They're different people. Some are more scrupulous, some are less scrupulous, some more happy-go-lucky, some are more more careful. I recommend to you to read the Makor Baruch, the biography of Baruch Epstein. He writes about the two siddurim he spent with his relatives in Volozhin, the Beis Halevi and the Nativ, who were, in effect, completely opposite personalities. Beis Halevi was a very nervous religious leader, what we call the brisker. He was the brisker. And the Nativ was relaxed. What, it was less of the Yerei Shemayim? Chas v'sholem. Yeah, they had a different personality. And we accept different personalities among our Gedolim and among the Ketanim. You and me. Kosh Baruch didn't create us all the same way. Within your personality, allow it to flourish, allow it to grow. Allow yourself to be a greater Oved Hashem, with greater Yerushalayim, coupled with Avas Hashem, as you grow Mechayel Olcha.